Hi, Shane, it's Michael. Oh, my friend, I just saw your email. Man, I just wanted to know, I know you're going through something terribly painful. I know that it's horrible. I do know this. My friend, my whole life, my entire ministry is about pushing people to God and away from me. It's almost like my whole purpose is when people come to me to say, nope, don't come to me, go to God. And I've laid down with God's help and at his command all the examples of following God and made every single aspect of my life available for people to follow as an example. And the principles that I follow apply to all of us, although the circumstances of your situation may be different. And that's usually what people want to talk about. They want me to hear their circumstances and their unique thing. But what I want you to understand is that, my friend, I just want you to know that the circumstances of your situation don't matter. What matters is the God of your circumstances. And there's a quote that I don't have memorized, but it's a teaching from Madame Guyon, who you've heard me mention before, I'm sure. And she says, which of you does not know how to tell your malady? You know, which of you does not know how to explain all of your problems and tell all the circumstances? Basically, she's saying everybody knows how to talk about their problems. And she says, so then why do you go to creatures who cannot give you any help? Instead, you should go to the one who has all wisdom for your situation and can help you. Shane, inside your flesh, you do not want to go and deal directly with God. You're running to me because you know I found help and you're wanting some temporary comfort. You're not going to find anything that lasts from running to a man. If you truly are a follower of Christ, James 5:13, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Isaiah 2:22, stop trusting in man who has but a breath in his nostrils. Of what account is he? Now, if you were a brand new Christian and never heard of Christ, then it takes a man to explain these principles. But if you've been hanging around the story and following for a long time, then my message to you now is no surprise to you. God will not allow anybody to be dependent upon me anymore. And it is so important for you to see that God loves you and cares about your situation, and you're wanting temporary pain relief. And it's much easier to go to a man and get something. And sometimes God will have me make a message for somebody. But today the message he's having me tell you is that you need to go to him. You need to take your problems, go on your knees, and humbly submit. Surrender the whole outcome to God. Allow him to be in control. Allow him to be deeply mysterious in your life. Allow him to strip. The book of Job says, if God snatches away, who can say to him, what are you doing or why are you doing this? So if God is taking away your children, Shane, get to that place of humility and meekness where you recognize they were never yours to begin with. That they belong to God and that you have to trust him. You know, as the scriptures say, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you believe that about your own children? It's easy to believe that about cars and stuff like that, but do you believe it about your own kids? Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing? Oh, what a cute little, look at this. They're even dressed the same. How about that? Say, now that's not fair on my legs, mom and dad. That's not fair to...
He stays up though.
Well, that's amazing. What a cute little guy he is. Yeah, you guys enjoy your walk. So, my friend, it comes down to, do you trust God? Do you trust God? Do you believe God is sovereign? Do you believe he's in control of this? Or do you believe you're a victim and you just need to find the right answer to figure everything out and get what you want? Let go of what you want, Shane. Surrender. This is what the life of a Christian is. Go look at the teachings of Jesus Christ. Anyone who comes to me and does not hate mother and father, brother and sister, wife and children, yes, even his own life, can't be my disciple. Anyone who doesn't lose or give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. No one who's given up fields, homes, mothers, fathers, brothers, wives and children, give them up. They're not yours to begin with. Let God have his way. Your life is not yours. Supposing you have your kids in your house, but you got cancer cells in your body you don't want out. You don't want in you. You are not your own. You've been bought at a price. You have to at some point surrender to the flame and say, God, do with me, your servant, as you see fit. I've been bought at a price. I'm right now wanting my will be done. And Shane, this is the difference between true believers and false believers. You either desire your will and you're starting to beg and figure out how to get comfort and pain relief and all that so that God will do your will. Or you just come to a place of total abandonment and you say, God, I realize, oh my goodness, I didn't make myself. I don't own myself. I don't have a right to myself. You bought me because I put my faith in your precious blood shed on the cross. You own me. Now I'm yours to see fit to do with. Shane, what if he wants to strip your kids away from you like he's done me and like he's done millions of other people? Let him do it. Quit fighting against it. Quit fighting against God's will, and man, you will find peace, brother. I mean, I haven't seen my four youngest children in 8+ years. It's over 8 years now. I never even mention them anymore except for to talk about this like with somebody like you. God keeps me in perfect peace. The Lord took them away from me. It's as if they're dead. And I rolled around and cried. I had to grieve the loss of them, and I didn't understand what God was doing in the very beginning. But man, you can get to a place with God where if you let him be God and you stop trying to wrestle with him and you stop trying to fight against it, you know, and you stop fighting the cross will slay you. But if you will humble yourself before it, you will slay it. I want to really encourage you to give that some thought, my friend. And may the Lord God Almighty give you grace. Just, I don't know if you've listened to my messages in a long time, but everything I'm telling you, I've been teaching for years, and there's people who get it and there's people who don't. And the choice is up to you. And you know what? Sadly, tragically, I get emails from people after they've been listening for 4 or 5 years sometimes, and they're still stuck in the exact same place they were before spiritually. Because they refuse to fully surrender to God Almighty. And they will not. They think that they are to use God to get him to do for them what they want. They think they understand the thinking of God better than they do. And they don't realize God's ways are not their ways. And God brings calamity, and God brings death, and God brings humility, and God brings difficult things. And the way to make it more difficult is to try to hold on to some outcome when God is trying to take something. It's like what Corrie Ten Boom, very famous woman of the Lord, World War II, I'm sure you've heard of her. And she told Chuck Swindoll, a very famous pastor, she said to him, "Are those your children, Mr. Swindoll?" In her Dutch accent. And he said, "Yes, they are, Corrie. And let me advise you to hold on to them very loosely, Mr. Swindoll, because if this way God wants to take them from you, that he does not have to pry off your fingers." I don't think there's anything else for me to say after that. I think you should listen to the words of Corrie Ten Boom, a lady who lost every single one of her family members. Shane, go back to the scriptures. Go back to the Sermon on the Mount. Go back and read Luke 14. Go read Luke 14. Go read Matthew chapter 10, starting around verse 34. Go read 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Go read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go read Lamentations chapter 3. Go read the book of Job chapters 1 and 2. Let God have his way, man. That's the best advice I can give you. Let God have his way. God bless you in Jesus' name.